Blog Talk Radio.
sickness, disease, hate, pain that's coming. Shake yourself loose on the worries and the cares of this world. Shake yourself loose and be free. Amen. Glory to God, Father God. We just want to say thank you, Lord God, for new mercy and new grace. Hallelujah. We thank you for this day, for this is the day that you have made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Lord, we can't thank you enough, but yet still we thank you, Lord God. We welcome you, Holy Spirit of the living God, to have your way in us right now, to move in a mighty way, oh God. Open up the channels of our spirit to receive from you great and mighty things, oh God, in the mysteries of the world, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we can't thank you enough, but yet and still we thank you, Lord, as you may have kept us, as you may have saved us, oh God. It is you, Father God, that sent your only begotten Son to save us. And Lord, we just want to say thank you. It is you that give us the power and the authority, oh God, to speak to those things in our lives, and it shall be established in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. So we declare and declare that we are loose from the holes of the devil. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Come on and shout with me, you all. Give God praise, glory, and honor right now. Shout glory. Hallelujah to the God Most High God. My Lord, my God. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, my God, we just want to say thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. We praise your holy name. Hallelujah. This midday hour, oh God, that you've given us, oh God, you all make a joyful sound to the Lord, all ye lands. Hallelujah. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence right now. We're singing. Know that the Lord, he is God, and it is he who has made us, and not we ourselves. Amen. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving right now, and into his courts with praise. Be thankful to him and bless his name. For the Lord is good. Amen. His mercy is everlasting, and his truth endures for all generations. Glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah to your name, God. We bless your holy name. Lord, welcome today to the shout. Amen. I'm your host, Prophetess T. Chantel Manning. I thank God for everybody that's in attendance today on the shout. Glory to the Most High God. God is doing a mighty great thing, and I'm just so grateful. Hallelujah. Every day you all understand. You got to set your mind to the things of God. You got to set your mind on Jesus. You got to open up your eyes, open up your mouth, and just thank God, hallelujah, for a new day, a new opportunity, Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ. Just bless his holy name. Amen. Right where you are, hallelujah, there's not a place that you can go that God cannot reach. Remember that all the days of your life. Tell somebody else about the things of God. Tell somebody else about the goodness of the Lord, our God, that we serve. Amen. The sovereign, all sovereign God, almighty God, creator of the universe, God. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, I'm now the glory to God. Open up your mouth and shout, all your evangelists, came in the river. Give God our praise, glory and honor today. Glory, hallelujah.
Hallelujah. I just thank God for setting me free when I was in the world acting a fool, being Satan's
Jesus.
Toy, and God still came and saw about me and gave me that liberty in him. And so I just thank you, God, for setting me free, and I'm going to stay free because I'm in Jesus now. Hallelujah. Thank you, God.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Amen.
We thank God one more
Amen.
Time. Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
We thank God for saving us. Hallelujah. Glory to the Most High God. Holla, 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 holla. Come on there. We got to go a little more higher. God is calling us to come higher, come higher, come higher. Go deeper, go deeper. Amen. Don't just stay right there. Go higher in the Lord. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, I challenge yourself today to go higher. Challenge yourself today to commune with God even more today. Amen. Come on. Just to kind of give God a praise, go and honor and shout glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes. Yes, yes, yes. Glory, hallelujah. Good afternoon to everyone that's
yes.
on the line. I just want to say that
Jesus.
I was set free when I was set free when I learned I had to learn at an old age. I had to learn to
Jesus.
Trust God. And so I have been set free because I trust him with everything, everything.
My Lord, my God. Yes, Lord. Amen. She said, I had to learn it always. Amen. As long as we get to that point, see, God continues to give us life so that we have another opportunity to get it right with him. Amen. Not to get it right with man, but to get it right with God. So, Father God, we thank you, Lord God, for the new day, Lord God, new beginnings, new opportunities, new mercy, new grace. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, and that Lord, that you that have set us free, oh God, that we are free indeed. And we just want to say, thank you. at whatever point in time in our life that we decided that we're going to follow Jesus and no turning back, no looking back, all the things what it used to be and how it could be, because we have decided to follow Jesus and that we are free. So when the Son sets you free, we are free indeed. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Cousin, pray again. Open up your mouth and shout. Give God our praise, glory, and shout glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Glory, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for another glorious day. I am excited. I look forward to this fellowship with you all every 12 o'clock noon, and I thank God for it. I just pray God just continue to strengthen us and bless us with his supernatural divine favor over our lives.
Yes, Lord.
And we continue to trust him in all areas and totally, totally, totally surrender. I tell you, it makes a difference. When you are free and you give it to him and you leave it there with him, he takes care of it for us. Thank God for you all.
Yes, Lord.
God bless you. God keep you. And I look forward to Monday.
Hallelujah. And glory to
Hallelujah.
God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Father God, we just want to say thank you. We come as humble as we know how, Father God, just giving you our honor, praise, and glory in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. So that's, Father God, we come to be changed right now, Father God, as we come touching and agreeing right now at this 12 o'clock hour. Lord, you made it possible for us to be here another day. Hallelujah. Together. Hallelujah. To come touching and agreeing, oh God, knowing that your presence, that you're here with us right now. We just want to say thank you for your presence right now, the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Father God, I pray that you remove every cause of unhappiness in the life of your children and depression. Lord, let us truly experience what it means to be happy with you, Lord God. Lord, I pray in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, let us experience the happiness, oh God, that is found in Christ Jesus. Let us experience righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Right now, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I pray right now in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, remove every demonic cause of unhappiness and depression right now from the life of your children, oh God. Remove every demonic cause of sorrow, gloominess, or darkness, of anything that's robbing us, oh God, from the light that you have given us, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Father God, I just want to say thank you, Lord God. I can't thank you enough, but yet still I thank you. I thank you, Lord God, for every breath that I've taken and every beat of my heart right now, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Lord, I don't take anything for granted, Father God, because I know that someone took their last breath. I know that someone's heart beat the last beat on yesterday or even before the 12 o'clock hour. So Lord, I just want to say thank you. Let you know that I am grateful, Lord God. Lord, I ask that you work on me and in me right now. And anything that is not of you, Lord God, let it be taken out right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And I decree in the power of the blood of Jesus Christ, in the power of his name, that I will operate in pure, hallelujah, peacefulness and holiness and righteousness, oh God. It is you that made us righteous, oh God. And I just want to say thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I come against the spirit of anger right now. I come against the spirit of, hallelujah, worry and fear and pride and oppression and depression. I come against every fighting spirit, every familiar spirit, every sleeping spirit, every hindering spirit. And I command you to cease your words and come out in the mighty name of Jesus Christ in the life of God's children right now. Every spirit of sickness and infirmity, affliction, inflammation, disease, or viruses, I command you to cease your words and come out in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And I decree and declare by the blood of Jesus Christ in the power of his name that we are victorious over every situation and circumstance in our life right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I bind us to peace right now. I bind us to joy and happiness. I loose us from every plot, plan, and agenda and trickery of the enemy right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Father God, we just want to say thank you, Lord God. I plead the blood of Jesus Christ over all that's on the line this day and all that purpose and heart to be on this child, God. In the name of Jesus Christ, over our homes, our vehicles, everywhere our feet will tread, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, that we're covered and protected by the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, and no weapon formed against us shall prosper, and every tongue that rises up against us in judgment, God shall condemn. And Lord, we just want to say thank you for our inheritance, hallelujah, to your Son, Jesus Christ, my Lord, my God. We thank you, Lord. Oh, Father God, we love you. We give it all over to you. We get all over to you right now, hallelujah, and we seal this prayer with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that does all things but fail, and with the promises of God and the Holy Spirit of the living God that dwelleth in us. It's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hey, come on there, God. We bless your name. Thank you, Jesus. See, it's always something that's trying to block us, you all. It's always something, if we allow it to block us, it will do that. There's always a stumbling block that Satan is trying to put in the way to stop us from getting on that prayer, God, to stop us from praying, stop us from getting on the line to shout, causing an ache or a pain or a distraction or frustrating us or whatever, using someone that's close to us to cause us to get in the place of, I ain't going to do it. I can't do it right now because I'm feeling bad or I'm feeling confused. But when you press through, hallelujah, you got to understand and know you got the power and authority to do so. Amen. But the enemy wants to cause you, he wants to stop you, but don't let the enemy stop you, because before I even got on this call, there was something that was trying to take me away, but I decree and declare, amen, that I will stand and not fall against every plan and agenda of the enemy. But if you allow the enemy to come in and operate, he will operate and wreak havoc in your life. He will operate and try to steal your peace, because that's what he said to do. The Bible said that the enemy coming out to kill, steal, and destroy. So if he can destroy all that you have, he will do that, but you have a power to and stop them at the door and say, you can't come in here, amen? And you just keep on keeping on, amen? In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. My God, we thank you. So you all today, I want to talk about seeking God's kingdom first, amen? You know, always seeking God and kingdom first and his righteousness, day in and day out, amen? See, a lot of people are just seeking things and seeking God for things, but you have to first seek God first, seek God and his kingdom and all his righteousness first. See, redemption has been the divine agenda since Adam and Eve fell in the Garden of Eden, you all. And throughout human history, God has been working diligently and unrelentingly to this end. So both Old and New Testament scriptures contain hundreds of references that run from start to finish in a seamless thread of single-minded intention. Amen. So, in fact, according to Acts chapter 3, verse 21, every one of God's holy prophets since the beginning of the world has spoken about the restoration of all things. So those prophecies, Lord, will be fulfilled. The prayer of Jesus will be answered, and God's kingdom will come. Amen. What a day that will be. Hallelujah. So this is what we long for, you all. This is what we pray for. This is what we work for God's kingdom to come and his will to be done on earth as it is in heaven. Amen. Regardless of what we do as an occupation, we all share a single calling and mission in this life to build God's kingdom on earth. Amen. This is why our ship has been deployed. Amen. This is the business that we should all be investing in. And if we find ourselves moving in any other direction, we can be sure that we are moving away from God's will for our lives. Amen. So the building of God's kingdom on earth is not just something we should keep in the back of our minds and try to contribute toward whenever an opportunity presents itself. See, seeing God's kingdom come on earth must be our main ambition. Amen. In fact, Jesus said, but seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you. Amen. My friend, we have been placed in this world for a purpose. All of us have been placed in this world for a purpose, to prepare God's kingdom for it. This is more than a purpose or privilege, you all. It is a divine responsibility and duty for which we will be held eternally accountable for. Amen. Preparing God's kingdom for it is not a side issue, you all. It is the reason you were saved. It's the reason you were born. You have come into the kingdom for such a time as this. Amen. My God. Let's talk about divine addition. Hallelujah. There's a divine addition, you all, here. In Matthew 6:33 says, if we will seek the kingdom of God first, all these things shall be added to you. See, the Greek word translated added is a mathematical term, you all, from a perspective of real value, addition, and meaningless. Amen. So unless we are dealing with numbers greater than zero, zero plus zero equals what? Zero. This is true and infinite, you all. One could add zeros together until they stretch around the globe and seal the value of all those added zeros would be what? Zero. So zero is the ultimate value of all the accessories we seek in life. Everything that you seek here, no matter if you keep adding and adding, guess what? It's going to equal up to zero. Amen. See, the writer in Ecclesiastes said it best in Ecclesiastes chapter 12 and 8. Amen. Meaningless, says the teacher, utterly meaningless. Everything is meaningless. What do people gain from all their labors as which they toil under the sun? Generations come and generations go, but the earth remains forever. The sun rises and the sun sets and heresies back to where it rises. The wind blows to the south and turns to the north. Round and round it goes, every turning of its course. All streams flow into the city, yet the sea is never full. To the place the streams come from, there they return again. All things are wearisome, more than one can say. This is in the book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 1, verse 2 through 8. See, the Lord told Isaiah, to cry out and to prophesy these words that still ring like an anthem to our world and chasing fervently, y'all, after possessions, glory, and gratification. See, a voice says, call out, which is prophecy. Amen. Then he answered, what shall I call out? The voice answered, all humanity is as frail as grass, and all that makes it attractive is momentary, like the flower of the field. The grass withers, the flower fades when the breath of the Lord blows upon it. Most certainly all the people are like grass. In fact, the nations are like a drop from a bucket in a regarding as a speck of dust on the scales, and all the nations are nothing before him. They are regarded by him as less than nothing and meaningless. According to the book in Isaiah 40, you all, chapter 7, 15 and 17, see movie stars that we know and we see them on the screen, and world leaders and business tycoons all think they are very important, and nightly news reports would have us believe that the world revolves around these people and their influence, their power, and their wealth. But from God's perspective, it is all nothing, you all. It's nothingness and futility, and all their wars and struggles and efforts to rise to the top of the ladder are all worthless. And if this is so for the most powerful people, how much more for us? Amen. This is a question. When all is said and done, I preach this on Sunday. When all is said and done, and then what? What is the purpose of everything we do? We struggle and toil all our lives, pushing and striving towards something, some purpose, but what? In a simplifying meaning, we tell ourselves, hallelujah, that we are doing it all for our children. Amen. But what do we teach our children? That is a question. For us, they learn to add zeros together, and thus they inherit the same meaningless futility with which we have lived ourselves. And all the goods we acquire soon rotten, precious moments are forgotten, and money evaporates as the doula. The world keeps spinning and changing as people and kingdoms come and go. See, the wise will see that the teacher was right. Everything in this world is utterly meaningless and has less value than a zero. So yet people spend their entire lives adding these meaningless zeros together. But when we are seeking first the kingdom of God, it means that we have made God's kingdom the priority in our lives. And when God's kingdom is number one, suddenly all the zeros at the end have meaning. 10, 100, 1,000, 10,000, 100,000, 1 million, and the zeros of life are meaningless unless God's kingdom is first. But put God's kingdom first, you all. And not only will you find ultimate purpose and meaning in life, but also even the small things will take on significance. Amen. See, the Teller brothers, you all, you don't know about it. Let me tell you a minute. See, the Teller brothers were both highly ambitious. Both wanted to make a difference. Both wanted their lives to count. The older brother decided to bring honor to the family name by pursuing a prestigious political career. The younger brother decided to dedicate his life to preaching the gospel and went to China as a missionary. Contemporaries of the Taylor brothers would have certainly seen the older brother as the more successful one, but today he is virtually unknown except for his relation to his younger brother, Hudson. See, Hudson Taylor became one of the most well-known pioneer missionaries in history. And he is loved and honored around the whole world today. See, one brother saw fame, fortune, and power. His reputation, money, and influence have long since taken flight on the wings of power. See, the other brother seemed to throw his life away serving God in a distant land. But the legacy of Hudson Taylor lives on because though he was not a millionaire, a superstar, or a world leader, he gave his little life to something eternal. Amen? The missionary Mason Nate Satan once said, people who do not know the Lord ask why in the world we waste our lives as missionaries. See, they forgot that they too are extending their lives. And when the bubble has burst, they will have nothing of eternal significance to show for their years that they have wasted. See, Christianity is a counterintuitive, you all. It is a paradox and preaches a message that is exactly opposite of the world's wisdom. See, the world says, protect your life if you want to save it. Jesus says, so whoever wishes to save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life will sake will find it. Amen. And according to Matthew chapter 16 and 25, Solomon, one of the wealthiest and most powerful kings who ever lived, tasted all the world and had to offer and came to the conclusion that it is all meaningless. It is just as the Apostle John wrote, the world and its despair are passing away, but the one who does the will of God lives forever. According to 1 John 2 and 17, so this does not mean you should become a missionary, not at all. But whenever God's will is mission, people automatically begin to think of quitting their jobs and going into the ministry. It is so unfortunate that the body of Christ has often been dismembered by class distinction between clergy and laity, you all. Those matter. For many Christians, their faith is a Sunday morning matter, just one of life's many associations discreetly acknowledged on their personal profile, next to political party affiliation and favorite sports teams. But in Christianity, y'all, there are no distinctions or classes. We are all a part of the priesthood, amen? And we are all expected to be about God's kingdom and kingdom business. God wants your life to be an initiation of his kingdom on the earth right now. He wants you to be an ambassador for his kingdom wherever you go and whatever you do. In the sense, we are all called to be in the ministry, amen? My God, we thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, who we talk about all these things. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and all his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Careers, life partners, finances, location, education should never be our chief focus, you are. All of these things will be stored out and added to us as we keep the kingdom of God as our primary concern. As we seek God's will for our lives, we can be sure that it will never move us in a direction that is contrary to God's kingdom, God's purposes, amen? See, the imperative of seeking God's kingdom is not only relevant in the context of highly spiritual ministry issues, you all. Jesus says that if we seek the kingdom first, all these things will be added to us. This is one of the most powerful secrets of discovering God's will for your life. If you will set your sights on his kingdom and make that your priority, as you move toward it, you will automatically come across everything else you need. Amen. So once after a sermon, amen, you all, about the kingdom of God, hallelujah, hallelujah. People realized in that time, hallelujah, where they had put their priorities, who they made their God, and, you know, actually just put in perspective, am I really seeking God, or am I just seeking the things that God can give me? Am I really concerned about, hallelujah, the creator of the universe, or more concerned about the creation that he's made, amen? We have to ask ourselves that when we call ourselves seeking, what are we actually seeking? What are we actually seeking, you all? You got to ask yourself that today, amen? In the name of Jesus Christ, I ask God that he would continue to bless all today, and that you would take this word today here, that you would, hallelujah, that you would give it to one another that's been freely given to you, that you would freely give to another in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, because sometimes we need someone to bring it to our attention, amen, and to encourage one another, amen, to walk and live the life that God has called us to live, a life that is upright, a life that is righteous and holy in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, knowing that even when we fall, hallelujah, we can call upon the name of Jesus and we shall be saved, we shall be forgiven, and we can get back up again and we can continue to do what God has called us to do, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And now you cannot save yourself. That's why God sent his only begotten son to save us, amen, hallelujah. God bless you, God keep you. Understand you have a choice to make. You know, the Bible says in 2 Kings chapter 18 and 32, choose life and not death. So no matter how good or bad your choices have been in your life, there is really just one choice that matters, you all. That is the choice of where you will spend eternity. God has given you a free will, and he expects you to use it. You must choose him, hallelujah, consciously, intentionally choose him, or you will be making a choice, hallelujah, by default, a choice against him. The Bible says it's a life and death matter, you all. Your free will is his gift to you. Use it. Use it, and Father God, let thy will be done. Amen. I mean, that is a choice for you to make, to ask God, let thy will be done. Though God gives us free will, Father God, let thy will be done. The Bible says in Joshua 24:15, you all, choose this day whom you will serve. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. So from the mundane, you all, to the life altering, we make choices every day. Do you wish you could see into the future and know which direction your life will take if you make this, hallelujah, or that choice? Amen. Perhaps it's for the best that we don't have that option, but you can put your trust in the one who does. Listen to the Lord, choose him. When you do, it will be much easier to make the right choices for your life. Amen. It is your choice today. Amen. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and all his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. And I stand on the scripture. Amen. If you know me, you know that's my favorite scripture, seeking God first. Amen. God bless everyone here. I pray that you were blessed by the word that went forth today and the shout. You all, we're back here on Monday at 12 o'clock. We thank God. And we're here tonight at 7 p.m. on the Preacher and the Pastor for our midweek service for Gospel Public Ministries. And then Saturday, you all, we have every second Saturday, we change our restoration service to second Saturday. That way the other people can be able to attend. We had it scheduled previously for Tuesday, second Tuesday of each month for restoration service. But now it's been changed to Saturday so that others can be able to get on at that time. Amen. So we thank God for divine
intervention, intervening and turning that thing around so that others could be able to be on and be a part of it and be restored as well to receive in the name of Jesus Christ. So join us. You all will be back here at the 845 number 2779213. Those that are listening on their computers online, that number is 845-277-9213 if you want to call in. God bless you all. This time, I bless you to prosper. I bless you to be that all that God intended for you to be. I bless you to be an encouragement for others. I bless you to be able to bless others. I bless you to be able to love as Jesus Christ loves. I bless you to forgive as Jesus Christ does. I bless you to grow in your spirit, to draw closer to God. I bless you as a person worthy of all the blessings of heaven. I bless you to have a greater understanding and discernment in your spirit. I bless you because I love you. I bless you to enjoy peace. And it's in Jesus' name that we pray that we come together. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, amen. God bless you. God keep you. Enjoy the rest of your day in the Lord. Hallelujah. Jesus Lord.
All
hallelujah.
I see him, look upon his face. Let us sing forever of his saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Cares all past.